Hello, and welcome to another episode of BTY. My name is Michael, and as always, I'm joined by my very good friend, Daniel. And we are here today to discuss whether you should read Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. Dan, this is a man that we both recommend and often talk about on this channel. But let me know, what were your thoughts on the book and how did you find it?
Yeah, so very, very interesting book. I must say, from the get-go, he delves into really deep knowledge and very important things that he mentions, especially with when you look at his health at that time when he's writing the book and all the tribulation that he's going through while he's writing it. And it's so cool how Jordan Peterson is able to relate his psychology practice with his different clients and how he can incorporate it into his book, and also just his knowledge from his lectures as well. So very interesting book. And yeah, so he talks about order and chaos, and when you look at this theory he brings about that says life is all about the balance between order and chaos, and he even like brings in terms from the Bible and how God created the world with the darkness, he brought in the light, and it kind of makes sense to look at this aspect of the order that you see with the chaos, if you compare the chaos to the darkness and order to the light. And yeah, there's a lot of very like important information that goes into that, but I would say my take out of this is life is that balance between the good and the bad, and that I can also testify is
so good, man.
Something that happens in my life. There's moments where things are going good, and there's moments when there's really like difficult times also, which means that could be like the chaos, and then you have to try and get that chaos into order again. And yeah, so it's this juggling like process that's happening throughout life. So yeah, how did you find the book, man?
Yeah, sure. It was one of those books that had been sitting on my shelf for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always working my way around to getting to it. But yeah, I finished the book not too long ago, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, his first book, before I actually get onto that, I just want to mention how his first book, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote mm-hmm. to Chaos is what it's called, is, well, at least that's the first book in this series. He has a book that came out before that called Maps of Meaning, which mm-hmm. I haven't actually read. I'm very keen to. But yeah, I think the first 12 Rules book was so impactful in my life. I read it while I was sort of coming towards the end of my high school years.
Yeah.
And it gave advice in a way that I had never really heard it before, life advice. And also the way that he, like you say, man, the way that he incorporates his psychological practice and all the experiences he's been through.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never read anything quite like it, especially I don't think I'd ever read a book that had that much depth. And you know, I think at that age also there were some mm-hmm. things when I was reading the first book that I really struggled to understand.
Yeah.
But now being a bit older, and when it got around to reading Beyond Order,
mm-hmm.
it was definitely something that I would say I was able to understand a bit more of it now.
Yeah.
Some of those philosophical and psychological concepts were mm-hmm. easier to understand.
Yeah.
But I definitely would say that this is a book for people who are interested in this kind of thing. So if you aren't interested in this kind of thing, then maybe it's not the book for you. But if you if you enjoy reading about philosophy, religion, psychology, if those kind of things are interesting to you and how they impact our lives and the way we go about living in general, then it's definitely a book for you. The book goes so in depth, man, and I really learned a lot. I actually, you know, in preparation for this little review that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make a list of some of the rules in the book that stood out to me.
Yeah.
But I was going through it, and I was literally like, every single rule was like, super impactful, and you could break each rule down. You know, I'd say each rule in the book is maybe about 20 to 40 pages long, and yeah, it's really well written. But I couldn't even think of like a standout rule because they were all so good.
Yeah.
And to even give the people who are looking to read this book just their maybe breakdown of some of the rules that are in there. The first rule is do not carelessly denigrate social institutions or creative achievement. And I'll start there just to give you a bit of a, like my idea of how the book was. But I think this was such an interesting topic that he went into because it's, again, it's the kind of advice that you're not going to hear anywhere else. What he's basically talking about in this first rule is how valuable social institutions are to our everyday lives. These are things like schools, like, you know, even institutions of like marriage and churches, for example. You know, people these days, this is the point he makes in the book, is that sort of the movement these days is to break these kind of social institutions down. And many young people, you know, don't have much respect for these institutions that have been in place for years and years and years. You know, we want to start to, you know, do everything in the new way. But what he's saying is don't do this so carelessly because there's actually a lot of value that comes to all of these things that are in place, man.
I agree.
Exactly.
I think just to jump
in there. Another rule.
Just to jump in there quickly. I think this is an important aspect, especially us young people and studying how, like, the book gives a really good, like, information on that. Like you said, you can't just take away the history and try and break free from these institutions because this is literally what got us to where we are today. Like, it's brought civilization to here. So if we're going to look at it from a negative aspect, like from the get-go, that's a kind of, it's not a benefit to us, but a disadvantage. Because what are we going to do 100%. If these institutions, we see that they work, so rather try and look at where there's a bit of shortcomings and fix that. But yeah, you can continue, man. That's just the point I wanted to bring in there.
Yeah, no, it's so good, man. It's very true. And that order between that balance between order and chaos is, it's actually such a fine line. And what's amazing that he does in this book is that, and I'd say in this book as opposed to the first one, there's definitely more exploration into religion. He, as you mentioned, he speaks a lot about Christianity and the Judaic religion, which is, obviously, that's our religion, man. So it was amazing to read about that. And that's actually something that I think Jordan Peterson himself is starting to come more towards, you know, a faith in God. But he even references, you know, religions from Eastern Asia and, you know, other countries and, you know, Buddhism and even things from Muslim religion just to, and what he does is he pulls from there, from all of these religions to explain the concepts that he's trying to get across to you in this book, which is this book is ultimately 12 rules for your life. These are things that you should be following if you want to lead a good life. That's what he's saying. What's amazing is he also pulls not only from religion and religious texts, he also pulls from like mythology. When reading this book, man, there was some really interesting, you know, things that I picked up on that I'd never heard about before. You know, these old texts and these old stories that they used to tell. And he talks about how these are actually so pivotal to our completely understanding of how life works and, you know, what is good and what is evil. He talks about these archetypal figures and how that comes into place, man. So it's absolutely incredible. I think just to give you guys one or two other rules that maybe stood out was the rule that he spoke about, do not hide unwanted things in the fog. Again, amazing. And he basically talks about how you shouldn't sweep things under the rug, but rather deal with them when they first come up. And finally, I also just wanted to mention, to give you guys a bit of an insight, another amazing one is that you should plan and work diligently to maintain the romance in your relationship. Also a very interesting rule.
Number 10,
Where he speaks about relationships. You're right. Relationships and marriage. Absolutely amazing, man. But let me know, man, was there any like stories or, you know, anecdotes that he told in the book that really stood out to you?
Yeah, so funny enough is while I was reading this book, I would always post on my story on WhatsApp, like what stood out to me. And there was a lot more, but I didn't always want to post everything. It felt like I can take the whole book and put it up there in my status so that everyone can read it. But I would say, like, yeah,
Okay.
rule number three also stands out to me, where it says it's something about aiming at one, like knowing who you are, and then aiming at one thing that you can do to make you successful, which just shows how you
Yeah,
should be
that was good.
open-minded in knowing who you are. But then there's also one thing that you should try and focus on in your life and improve in that. And we see when soccer players, they focus on soccer all their life, and they really zoom into that and have that tunnel vision. And if they do that, like, look at the success they make. Same with NBA players, rugby players, and all these other people, CEOs as
Athletes,
well.
yeah.
Like, they focus on the corporate world, doctors focusing on medicine. So it's something that really bears fruit, and it's not just taken out of thin air. It comes with a lot of evidence. But I think the most important rule for me would be like rule number 10 of the romance in your life, because that's also such an important aspect to us, like especially as we're growing older and we're looking to delve into more serious relationships and even moving towards like engagement later on and growing towards marriage. So it's important to have like this knowledge, and I would recommend to read this book even if you're young, like if you married young, like maybe 1 to 2 years, and if you're getting to the place of getting married soon, like read this book, and especially like you can take the book and just read that one rule that talks about the romance and how you should work. It's not something that's just there, like you have to put work into it. And even rule number three can be incorporated in that, where you don't sweep things under the rug within that relationship. You rather face things, have the difficult and straight conversations there and then, so that you can make your relationship better rather than building up that resentment. And then, yeah, finally, I would say what stands out to me as well is, I think it's rule number 12 that talks about being grateful and in your life, even during your struggles. And
Yes.
that's going to make your struggles so much more bearable than if you're ungrateful during that time of struggle. It's gonna make it difficult to get out of that. But yeah, it's a book I recommend.
So much,
Yeah,
man.
like
So
definitely
much.
such a good read, and worth the money that you pay for it, worth the time you put in, so much knowledge that you can gain from that. Beyond Order, Jordan B. Peterson, such an amazing human being.
Yeah. And to find out the rest of the rules, yeah, we really recommend that you get this book yourself and start to glean some of that for
Yeah.
yourself.
Awesome. So yeah, if you've made it to the end, thanks for watching and participating in this video with us. Make sure to give a like, subscribe, and share this video with someone who would benefit from reading this book. Yeah, like we welcome comments, questions that you have that we can delve into deeper as we made this video as quick as we could. But if you've got anything else that you'd want to ask us, feel free. We're definitely open to that. And yeah, much love here from the BTY community. Cheers.